What's goody, everybody? It's Keeman, and I'm back with my motherfucking tea of the day. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 9, Cinco y Nueve. I know it's been a little minute, but I'm back. And you already know I have to do my last few episodes of the year until we go harder next year. Thank y'all for just being with me. Hopefully y'all seen the Spotify stats. They are amazing. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for supporting me. And thank y'all for giving me some insight. And thank you, life, for lifing and allowing me to continuously have certain conversations that may be uncomfortable, even for me, to then have. And that's what makes it even more better of episodes of conversations that we do have. So today, we're about to get into these celebrities. And yikes, it's going like CD Jinx is a power bottom now. What? P Diddy? Yeah, he's going down finally. It's finally happening. But let's start off with Mr. Christian Keys and Cassie, because they're both in the same boat. They're both accused powerful men of sexually assaulting them. Well, no. Cassie was basically abused. Physically abused. For years. And I believe it. I believe that this man has been doing several things to several people, whether it was physical or sexual, for decades. He was the last person who was not touched in the whole war and beef and this and the third. All of these freak parties that we heard about, that we know things happened, and we know certain people were selected, certain people stayed, certain people did not stay. We've been hearing this story for years now, so there has to be some type of truth to it, obviously. But, and it was the way that he paid her off so quickly. Cassie got paid extremely quickly after she made her statement to the world of the amount that she needed, that she was suing him. And I'm staying with Cassie. Hopefully, Cassie actually gets the help that she needs to get over this situation, to begin to heal from the situation. It's, of course, it's going to be about money, unfortunately. But it needs to be about her mental state, about her emotional state, about if she's able to continue. So she needs to really get checked out. So we need to pray for her to get checked out. To really have that conversation with herself of what happened. Reliving what happened. Dealing with what happened. And then, unfortunately, taking some accountability of the actions that she allowed to happen. Like, yeah, things can happen once. But if you continue to say, you continue to go back, then obviously it's a pattern. And obviously it's what you can withhold or with what you can withhand. I don't know. But Christian Keys, another gentleman, actually a gentleman, finally coming out speaking about powerful men who he was sexually assaulted by years ago, and talking about his childhood. I'm really extremely heartbroken about his childhood and what he had to withhold with his mother and the beatings and the XYZ. I'm gonna silence for that. But then he comes out and says that there was a powerful man who touched him, and he did nothing about it. And now he's speaking up about it. But my thing is, if we're gonna tell the truth, we're gonna tell the truth. We're gonna say names, because now other people name is being put into it, and I feel like that's unfair, unless that's the person. But then if that's the person, why are you still working with him? Because we all, majority of the people, believe that it's Tyler Perry. But then we're confused if it is Tyler Perry, because all we know from you is working with Tyler Perry for years. Because I don't really remember a career before Tyler Perry, if I'm being honest. Like, yeah, you might have had one or two roles prior to that, but Tyler Perry definitely escalated your career and put it on a high pedestal. And unfortunately, if that happened and it was Tyler Perry, then I would understand why you haven't said anything for years. But then if you're still working with him on Queens of All the Queen's Men, is it really him? Because we're speaking up about it, but you're still filming with him. So hopefully it's not him, but then if it's not him, I feel like you should clear his name. You should say, well, it's not him. It's not Tyler Perry. I know a lot of people are saying it's Tyler Perry. I'm not ready to divulge the name as of yet because of legality reasons or whatever word you spice it up with. But it is not Tyler Perry. So then Batman can be free. Because right now, I'm sure he's being attacked. And it should not be, it's not fair for him to be attacked for something he did not do, if he didn't do it. So I feel like, yes, we don't want to re-traumatize you, but I feel like a name should be put out there at least. A name or some clue where we can pinpoint possibly who it is. Who it is. Offset and Cardi. I'm not surprised. I'm honestly happy that they broke up, to be honest, because they weren't great together. They were a toxic-ass relationship. And they was portraying toxicity into the world. However, comma, it's of course a sad aspect. I don't ever want anyone to be divorced if they can fight the divorce aspect of it. But I feel like this could honestly help Cardi B. I feel like this chapter in her life, the second album is going to be amazing because she's going to have so much emotion into it. She's going to have so much storytelling, hopefully. Whoever she gets to write it or whatever that looks like, she's going to have a lot to say in terms of her relationship, in terms of the downfall, in terms of the aha moment that she's had, but she didn't want to break this bond because of loyalty, because of love, because of, I don't think it was money, so whatever the scenario is, because of her family. So with this chapter in her life now, I hope that one, she really begins to allow herself to heal, allow herself to go through the process, whether it's behind the scenes, hopefully, of legalizing their divorce or whatever that looks like. Taking her power back would be another thing that I really hope that she does. And taking her narrative back. Because, yeah, she was cheated on. Yeah, she was disrespected. But she still is Cardi B. However you fucking slice it. How he slices the cake. She is who she is. And she's going to continue to be who she's going to be. Let's get into a little bit of Kiki and her relationship. I didn't deep dive into it because I just wasn't really interested in the topic. However, I definitely feel that unfortunately, Kiki had a part to play with it. So that video that came out where it alluded to him hitting her, we have to see the whole video. Like, a lot of times when you just see a snap portrait of something, you run with it. And that's just what we've been doing. We've just been running with it. And we're like, oh my gosh, poor Kiki. Kiki's battered. No, Kiki's, I'm quite sure Kiki hit that man. I'm quite sure she hit that man first. And we just seen the video of him attacking her, or what is alluded to him attacking her. They're both wrong in the aspect. And if we're being honest, they should have been broke up when he started, even though I don't know when the abuses started happening. So this is just my opinion on what we've seen so far. They should have separated or really went into counseling or really had these type of conversations, even though, like, their baby mama and baby daddy, like, they're in a relationship, but I don't feel like they was in a relationship, if that makes sense. I don't know. But I want to say that once she was being serenaded by Usher, and then he had a whole rant on how she was dressed and this, that, and the third. My dude, why are you being jealous? If you know that she's yours and she showed that she was yours, I'm confused why you're jealous. You knew what she was wearing when she left the house. And you know that she's a celebrity. And you know that she's a new mom with a new ass body that she's going to show off. Because, one, she is, first, unfortunately, a product. Once she became into the limelight as a child, and as she grew up into the world, she had to defend herself from being a child star. Like, she's a child star, but now she's a woman. She needs to be represented and treated as a woman. So yes, she's going to wear the sexy outfit. She's going to do this. She is a superstar. Like, she is a star. She's a musician, an actor, a host, a plethora of other things, a podcaster, a plethora of other things that she does. She needs the visibility. So she's going to do what she needs to do to get the visibility. But by you having a jealous rant, it was tacky because, not for nothing, no one really knows who you are besides her baby daddy. So we're respecting you as that, but I'm sorry, but you didn't have a seat at the table. Like, you could have had that conversation when she got home, because you know she was coming home to you. Unless there was other issues that we did not know, that was unbeknown to us, which could be a possibility. However, comma, what we know is what we can speak on. And I wish celebrities, sometimes, especially in their relationships, would keep that quiet. Like, we don't need to know X, Y, and Z. And I'm sorry if you get to a point where you start disrespecting each other publicly or privately, but especially publicly, because now everyone knows, it's time for y'all to break up. It's time for y'all to separate. It's time for y'all to not be this power couple y'all thought y'all were, because clearly y'all not powerful. Clearly it's given, y'all need to try and be single. It's given, why? But then it's like, after that, then we get into the video, the jealous video that they end up having, and then the podcast episode that they ended up having. And Kiki played in his face with that. Like, okay, you want to be jealous? You want to talk out of turn? You want to... So she put on her nigga pants in that scenario. She did. Because she's like, okay, so you want to pull a talk? You want to have these conversations in public? You want to rant about my outfit? Okay, so I'm gonna actually do a video with this nigga now. I'm ready to get you mad. And the people mad. Because a dance is a dance. This is Vegas. And Usher's going to do what he does. He picked me. I was a girl that night. He does this for every girl. Now let's get into the real tea. So, Taraji P. Henson and everyone else from The Color Purple, basically. So, Fantasia, Miss Danielle Brooks. I'm so fucking proud of her. From Orange Is the New Black to Broadway to this movie to that movie. She's been killing it. And from Tasty to now this, like, yeah. I'm so proud of her. Like, she was one of my favorite characters on Orange Is the New Black. So then seeing her, and I cannot wait to see her in The Color Purple. I have to see it. I have to see the remake, because I've watched the original tons of times. And I just can't wait. And I can't wait to see Fantasia in an acting role. I don't really think I've really seen her acting before, but I'm excited to see what she brings to Seeley. Like, Seeley. Wow. So, Taraji P. Henson is on a press run with the girls, and in a recent interview, she made a statement saying how, basically, after Empire, they did not do what they needed to do with the Rogue Cookie. She was supposed to have a spin-off show that did not make any sense. So it never fully came into fruition and came out, unfortunately. And everything after that didn't really make any sense in terms of money and in terms of the role itself. Especially because she is a decorated award winner in terms of the arts, in terms of her acting, because she definitely is. She definitely brings her roles to life. And it is so beautiful to see, like, her artistry in terms of embodying that character that she's playing. Of course, her best known role would be Cookie, because she really played Cookie to fucking death. It was beautiful to see her in Cookie, but there's so many other roles, iconic roles that she's had. And she sat down and spoke about the pay disparity amongst women of color. Of course, just actors of color, but especially women of color. Especially after being awarded and having iconic roles and still not getting paid fairly. But my thing is, I thought Monique said the same thing for several years. And I don't think Taraji got the Oscar, but Monique got the Oscar. And with the Oscar, your price bracket is supposed to go up. And for Monique, it did not go up. The roles didn't make sense. It's like Taraji P. Henson just said the roles did not make sense. And she started giving us some type of math of like, if you get $10 million for this role, you're not seeing $10 million because the production company is going to get their cut. You have to pay your staff, your hairstylist, all of that stuff. So ultimately, you may get $2 million or less after everything happens. Well, no, I think it was less than $2 million. I think it was like a few hundred thousand or something like that. But a lot of people don't see a few hundred thousand. But I understand what you're saying. But the sad part is, as much as I want to fight for you and be in a fight with you, and I love how Viola Davis and Gabrielle Union and all of the girls is trying to support her and rally behind her and like, oh, no lies told. But Monique has said this first. Monique has started this conversation and y'all let her to fucking try. Y'all was so fucking mute and quiet. Like, what, before the mute challenge happened, y'all started that fucking mute challenge. And that's the sad part, and that's the unfortunate part of this game, of this dog-a-dog world, of speaking when it affects you. Not when it affects the culture, not when it affects a group of people. No, when it's your turn to be affected, then we speak up. And that's the unfortunate part. Because everything Monique said, whether you liked her delivery or not, whether you liked it from a fat black woman or not, whether you liked it from a comedian or not, it's different adjectives for why a lot of people did not want it from her. But the message was the same. The message was clear throat. I'm fighting for inequality and disparity of black actors and actresses. Because we are not getting paid fairly. And the roles does not make sense. Especially once we get that award. That award that is so highly praised. The bank is supposed to go up. Once we make or do or have these iconic roles, the bank is supposed to go up. But even if it goes up, even if I'm getting paid, which I think Taraji P. Henson said that this, I've gotten paid the most I've ever gotten paid. And this was from Tyler Perry. But it's still not comparable to what a white actor got paid. So I've gotten paid the most money I've gotten paid all of my life. But it's still not the right amount of money I'm supposed to get paid. And that's unfortunate. But I'm baffled with the world at this particular moment. And the celebrities who are trying to vote for her and trying to rally against her and saying no lies told and basically saying, yeah, I said that, and then interviews are coming out of old interviews like with Viola Davis, like how she's basically comparable to Meryl Streep in terms of acting and in terms of the journey of the different schools they went to, the different roles they've had. Comparable to Meryl Streep, but is not getting nowhere close to Meryl Streep money. How so sway? How so? Make that make sense. The math is not mathing. But until y'all as a group begin to fight for everyone in the group, nothing's gonna change. Like, there's so many black production companies that y'all can begin to use. And just start doing it solely. Like, if you want more funds, more percentage of the funds, that's maybe what you have to do. Or just like y'all boycotted the writer's strike, and the writers and the actors supported the writers of the payment, maybe every black actor and actress needs to do the same. And just boycott until there's some type of collateral, there's some type of apologies, there's some type of income increase per role, per person. This is your new bar now. This is your min now. Instead of that being your max, this is your min now. So we're gonna increase the min, and it has to be a decent amount for y'all to go back. Y'all really have to fight. But y'all, I'm sorry, but y'all owe Monique an apology. The world still owes Monique an apology, because her stance on everything never changed. She was fighting for herself, but she was fighting for everyone else. The pressure was for herself to give her name back because she was blackballed from the industry. But even prior to that, even within that, Monique was still fighting for everyone, because regardlessly, she's fighting so the girl behind her, the woman behind her, the woman before her, did not have to be lowballed and then backed into a corner and do something contractually she does not have to do. She was fighting for that. If we're going to really be 100% and 1,000% on what the fuck she was fighting for, she was fighting for that. Her name. And it's unfortunate that we're back here again. We're having this conversation again. And hopefully, it does not go on deaf ears. Hopefully, the black women, the black actresses, the white actresses, because the white actresses know what the fuck she is. The white actresses know what the fuck their checks is. And I'm quite sure they know, because Octavia Spencer told a white actress, I forgot her name, what she brought to the bank. And she was like, oh my gosh, really? Like, that's unfortunate. Like, that's sad. We're still dealing with this. It's 2023. And we've been having this conversation for almost a decade. I want to say almost a decade. And we're not tired of this conversation yet? Like, we're not gonna... Like, we're not tired? I'm confused. What are we doing? So, guys, let's rally behind these actors and actresses to get paid, black actors and actresses to get paid fairly. Let's apologize to Monique, because she's been fighting silently and public for years, and y'all black actresses played her fucking dust. Y'all was so fucking silent. It's so fucking disgusting how it is so much a doggy dog world. And if you're in, you're in. If you're in the in crowd, you're in the in crowd. And if you're not, fucking, I'm sorry that I may be dealing with what you're dealing with, but I'm not gonna say shit, because I know what's coming to me. I'm gonna accept what's coming to me. I'm gonna accept that role that I know I'm gonna get, my dream role. That's not gonna pay me shit, and then I'm gonna cry about it later. Kiki, you tried it, but hopefully the full truth comes out. Hopefully both sides come out and there is a resolve in that, because there still is a baby involved, and that should be your first and foremost is that baby. Everything else has to be on the fucking sidelines. I'm sorry, but not sorry. Diddy, you've done it. I'm sorry, but you are a powerful man, and it's time that you accept your punishment of whatever many crimes you've committed. Because the Tupac Biggie situation, I'm sorry, you're the only one alive in that situation, but you was in between that. Cassie paid off real quick. Many different, who else? No, it was somebody else who came out and said, I forgot the gentleman's name, who, the dude from Scandal, the black dude, who got fired for beating his wife. I forgot his name offhand, but he did come out with an interview recently, I think it was this year, stating that he was invited to a P. Diddy party. And when he asked him, like, who's coming or who's going to be at the party, because of course at that time, Columbus, sure. Because of course at that time, you got to be in the people's face. You got to speak to the people. You got to be where the celebrities are so you can get more roles and basically play to play or whatever that scenario is. And he stated that he was invited to the party and he asked P. Diddy exactly like what that looked like. And then he came and then he noticed that people started going home or people were sent home. And Diddy allowed a certain amount of people and he was part of that crew that was still allowed to be there. And it was given like he was trying to bring him down to the dungeon. He was trying to bring him down to his little sex cult room where, from what's been told by a lot of people, a lot of men who've been there, who've witnessed, may not have partaken, or may have partaken, but not said anything, but have witnessed or had preview to who have witnessed the sex dungeon that he has in his sex parties and being a lot of high profile men that is partakes in these activities downstairs while their wives or girlfriends and girls that they came to the party with may still be upstairs and probably know in the back of their head like, oh fuck, my boyfriend's sucking dick right now, my boyfriend is getting fucked by P. Diddy right now, you know what, he's probably fucking P. Diddy right now, you know what, maybe our check is gonna get a little higher from what I can say. And hopefully TD Jinx is not a power bottom. And whoever is discrediting power bottom, they are beautiful. They are needed. I am not a power bottom. Mm-mm. Never been. I am a bottom. But not a power bottom. But those girls are very special. And we're not going to discredit what the fuck they bring to the table. At all. But hopefully that man, and if that man hasn't gotten fucked, that is a conversation between him and God. And it is what it is. Like, God made everyone the way they are. Is he wrong for not being out if he is or if he had played? Yeah, but at the end of the day, pastors of any perspective are not going to be out as much as you want them to be out, as much as you want them to fight the fight and this and the third. The church knows. The pulpit knows. Everyone is aware of their sexuality more 9 times out of 10. However, they will have this girlfriend or have the wife. Like, I've dealt with situations and currently talking to someone that's not going far, but who is a pastor and already have my observations of what pastors bring to the table, and me knowing what I want now is not going to really go far because he's not putting in the effort. But me just knowing what the scenario more than likely is going to be, then that's, again, a conversation that he would have to have with him and God if these allegations are true. Hopefully they're not, but to be honest, I'm not surprised because CeeDee Jinx is a powerful pastor who has been powerful for years, who has been in the black communities for years preaching. And to be honest, I won't be surprised if this is accurate. Again, this is Kimi, and I was back with my motherfucking Tea of the Day. This was season 5, episode 9? No. Yeah, episode 9. And we got a few more episodes before I end the motherfucking year, okay, guys? So, watch out for them. Laters. And of course, PSA. I have my website. Check my website out, Kimi's Tea of the Day. You can hit me up on Facebook or IG. Facebook, I Kim Holder. IG Kimi Holder or Kimi C of the Day on Facebook, two pages. Let me know what you're thinking, what you're feeling of the episode. Let me know if you want to get on the episode. I'm always willing to be part of something bigger that's going to have a conversation, whether it is pop culture, whether it is something, some real shit that you need to get off your chest, that we need to get off our chest, about life, about niggas, about whatever that conversation could be. Let's have this conversation, guys. And I am everywhere you can listen to a motherfucking podcast. So I'm on Spotify, of course, Anchor, iTunes, Google, and everywhere else. Later, guys. And don't forget to hit up my Facebook. It should be, I think it's Kim's Tea of the Day or Akeem Blake. If I'm not mistaken, there is an interview on there that is extremely intimate, extremely special with me and my best friend about her book. I'm going to try to get the audio to put on here, but check out that. It's live and in color, and it is so beautiful to watch and for me to have been part of. So check that out as well. Later.